Karen Sedrow, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. When the Municipal Utility System offered to replace the outdated Centrex telephone system, the University of Alaska acted promptly to reach an agreement. The university's consultants, Tom and Scott Airy of Communications Concepts, recommended installation of the SL1, a system considered to be the most advanced on the market. Essentially, as Scott Airy points out, the SL1 is a computer.
The unique part about the SL1 telephone system is the programmability of it. Each feature, each access button on the electronic telephone, maybe I should explain the electronic telephone. It's a Northern Telecom version of a key telephone. Key telephone is a multi-button telephone, like most people are used to a telephone with buttons that you can push down where they have, and the light comes on. Well, the SL1 has programmed a telephone to act like a key telephone.
Airy went on to explain that the SL1 offers a wide range of features.
It really revolutionized the way that University of Alaska uses their telephone system, simply in the fact that your long distance calls will go out now by dialing 9 and the telephone number, and it will be billed directly to your station and department through a station message detail recording type apparatus. What it does is it records the digits that you dial out and then puts them into a database where it puts up a cost to each call. Even for a single line user, a person with a telephone like the one that you use at home, will have Touchstone, which is much faster than the rotary that they're presently using. And they'll be able to access several features that they're not able to now. Basically, there's some features that'll speed up their normal everyday calling. One feature that I particularly like is a feature whereas when they call a telephone that's busy, they simply dial in a code, and the telephone system will remember that telephone was busy and put it into its memory. And when that station user that you tried to call hangs up, it turns around, calls you back with a computer-type ring, which is a faster ring than the average, than normal. You pick up your telephone, and it calls the station that you were trying to call earlier, which eliminates the time that the user has to continually dial a busy telephone number.
Although it took over a year to decide on a system and plan for installation, things have been moving rapidly since an agreement was signed in August between MUS and UAS. At present, plans to cut over to the new system during the Christmas holidays still seem feasible. Airy has been in town this week to assist MUS with the on-site surveys that are being conducted on campus to determine the needs of each unit.
I'm here actually going around interviewing and meeting the people of the university in several buildings. I've been working in the Bunnell building the past 2 days and have been talking to people and designing which telephones they'll get and how many telephones and the location and explain how their new telephone system will work.
Installation of the SL1 will provide the university with its own exchange. The 474 prefix will be for university lines only, and those on the 479 exchange should experience greatly improved service. Users will no longer be competing with university employees for lines to make and receive calls. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgo. On Tuesday, November 3rd, retired Major General William Westmoreland, who commanded the troops in Vietnam, will address the ROTC class at 4 p.m. in Seibel Hall. The lecture on the status of our national defense is open to the public. On Thursday, a student recital will be held at 1 p.m. in the concert hall, and that same day at 8 p.m., the Westwood Wind Quintet will perform in the concert hall. The first hockey game of the season will take place on Friday, November 6th at 7 p.m. in the Ice Arena. The Nanooks will play Lowell College. University Focus is produced weekly by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.